Welcome to Training Unleashed, the show that will help you design and deliver training that's off the chain and will make a difference.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Training Unleashed podcast. I'm your guest host this week, Greg Dumont. I work for Tortal on the support team for the learning management system. Our special guests this week are Lee Wedgeworth and Mike Ziegler. Gentlemen, if you don't mind introducing yourselves and talk a little bit about what you do for Tortal, that'd be great. Lee, let's start with you, sir.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having us. My name is Lee Wedgeworth. I am at the Tortal Information Technology Group as Vice President. I oversee the department and LMS operations.
Great. Mr. Ziegler.
Thanks for having us, Greg. My name is Mike Ziegler. I am a Director of Learning and Development for Tortal.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for doing the show. So we're going to dig into Flash here. So we're going to start with figuring out what Flash is for those of us who don't know. And Lee, if you don't mind giving us that summary, please.
So Flash is a multimedia application that runs in the web browser. It also is used for desktop applications and other purposes, but mainly a web-based component that allows for animations and rich applications in the browser. So it rose to prominence in the mid to late 90s under Macromedia, who acquired it from a company called FutureWave. And then in around 2006, it was acquired by Adobe and has lived on since then. They have since declared the end of life at the end of 2020. So right now the software is considered in deprecated status, which means that it is available and accessible, but it is not necessarily supported or recommended by the vendor. So I shouldn't say supported. It is not necessarily recommended by the vendor as of now. So we are in a situation where the provider, Adobe, is recommending that people phase Flash out of their applications wherever they may be used.
We do get questions about Flash running on mobile devices. And I've done some research about apps that you can download that will allow Flash to run and stuff. But I have not had any of those be successful for me. So my answer is that it's just Flash does not run on mobile devices, tablets, phones. So Mike, why do we care that Flash is going away?
Well, there's still a lot of courses out there running Flash. So, as Adobe brings it to an end of life, those courses will no longer function. Now what do I do with all my Flash courses? How do I keep them alive? How do I keep them running in an LMS somewhere?
So Lee, is there a replacement for Flash? Can you just say, I have Flash in my courses. This is what I'm going to replace it with.
Yep. So if your courses are running, animations and a lot of interactivity that is currently provided by Flash, you will, in order to keep that alive, as Mike said, you'll need to convert over to the new standard, which is known as HTML5. It's kind of a collection of different processes and approaches that come together to equal this HTML5 format that allows for a lot of the animation, movement, interaction, and browser-based dances that the courses can do that they used to do with Flash, but because of the many reasons of Flash reaching its end of life. The short answer is that if you want to keep it, you're going to have to convert it to HTML5.
Yeah, it's a must. So In my research, I was trying to find an exact date for when Flash is gone. I mean, articles I've read say end of 2020, some say, a little bit earlier. Can either one of you talk about, is there like an exact date, deadline, my course is going to stop working if they use Flash? Let's go with Lee. You want to answer that one?
Sure. So right now, it's Adobe. It's Adobe's product, and they have decided that its end of life will be no later than the end of 2020. And that's as specific as Adobe has gotten at this point. So the individual browsers are at liberty. The companies that support these browsers, Google and Apple and Mozilla, they're at liberty to kind of phase things out as they see fit. But obviously, they want to play nice with a giant like Adobe. So they're likely going to push out to the end of 2020. As well. But as of right now, we don't have a specific date where you can expect everything to stop working.
Right. Okay. So Mike, you're a course developer. So if I run an LMS, a learning management system, let's say I got, you know, three courses, I got 30 courses, 50, and I'm not a tech guy, how do I know if my courses have Flash in them?
The easiest way is, you know, when you open it in a browser, the content area, if you click right click around anywhere on the stage or on your screen, when you right click, you'll get a pop-up. At the bottom of that pop-up, you see, you know, about Flash Player, and you'll see a version number. That is how simple it is.
Okay. So I go to my LMS, I open a course, and do certain browsers work differently? Does every browser do the right click? Or is there a certain browser that you recommend for that, you know, because if it's, because it's easier than others?
No, not really. Any of the browsers, you should be able to right click. And like I said, when you get the pop-up down at the bottom, you'll see about Flash Player, and it lets you know what version you're running.
Yeah. So it's as easy as literally going to LMS, opening a course, right-clicking, and if I see Flash, that course is not going to work for me when Flash is officially dead.
It is that simple.
All right, that's great. Okay, that's good to know. So I've opened the course. I see I have Flash. This isn't good for me. So what are my options to fix this problem? That's the big question. Like, what do? I got 20 courses that have Flash.
Well, Adobe also has, put out another product to use, Adobe Animate. It could be as simple as opening the original FLA, the source file for Flash, and converting it to an HTML5 canvas in Animate and republishing it. Some of the stipulations are it has to be, you know, the FLA has to be kind of newer, written with what's called ActionScript 3. If it's an ActionScript, an earlier ActionScript 2 or 1, the ActionScript will have to be rewritten. So, you know, that brings up, you know, some Flash developers would not have a problem with this. If you don't have Flash development experience, you're probably to choose another authoring tool. And that's, you know, second option would be just rebuild it with another authoring tool from scratch. Option three would be just, you know, down and dirty, taking a screen capture, take a video capturing tool and capture your course. Again, the interactions aren't going to work. Those will still have to be rebuilt. You know, any of the interactions within the course, you'll have to, you know, understand how to stop a video or pause a video to put the interaction over the top of it and so forth. The downside to option three is once it's converted to video, you can't really edit that content unless you go back to option two and rebuild it down the road. So, you know, option three is, I would say, only really feasible if the content's never going to need to be updated.
Right. So what is, you mentioned interactions quite a bit there. What is an interaction?
An interaction, test questions, or any type of questions, anywhere where the learners want to actually click on the screen and do something. Click here for more information, click and drag, you know, anything of that nature.
Okay. So what if somebody's content just has Flash video? There's no other interactions besides hitting play or whatnot. Can they just find that source Flash file and just convert that into some other, you know, MPEG-4 or something and just throw it in there, back in there? Would that work?
Yes. If it's an FLV video, basically there's converters out there that you can pull the FLV into and convert it out to about any format you want and continue to use it.
Okay. Yeah, so the less interactions, the better regarding the Flash stuff, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get to a little bit about the process, strategizing how to redo these courses. I think that'll come back into play a little bit. I mean, some of these courses could be 10 years old. Is that possible? You know? So this seems like a good opportunity to go back in, especially if you have more interactions, to go back in and say, okay, well, let's refresh this content. Let's look at what the message is. Is it still relevant? Can we present it better? And would you not agree that this is the perfect time to reevaluate the content in your courses, if time allows and budget allows?
Yes, I mean, this is the perfect time. You know, training has evolved and changed tremendously over the past 10 years. So, you know, if you've got 10-year-old Flash files out there, you know, this is the perfect opportunity. It's going to save you a ton of time and expense to go ahead and let's update this to kind of some new standards and get it to, you know, meet the new needs and update images and just make the content much crisper.
We're so glad you're listening to this episode of Training Unleashed, brought to you by Tortle Training. The difference between Tortle Training and other online training companies is we're primarily a training company with technology rather than a technology company that does training. Want to find out more? Just go to tortle.net. That's T-O-R-T-A-L, tortle.net.
So we were talking earlier offline. Mike, you came up with some great bullet points for people that need to solve this problem. And let's be clear. I mean, like, if you have people taking your training and Flash dies, they're not taking your training. So, this is a big problem. Some people listening are like, oh, we've already thought about that. There's no Flash in my courses. But, I mean, you know, some LMS systems have quite a bit of Flash. So what were your key points? You said you gave me three bullet points earlier, and they were great. And if you could go over those, you know, maybe, you know, Lee jump back in because Lee has some good thoughts too. So, Mike, what were your three points here? How to solve this problem?
First, analyze what needs to be done. You know, I've got Flash. What do I need to do with it? Prioritize it. What's going to be the quickest, most effective way to get this accomplished? And then strategize. You know, can I do this in house? Do I need to go out, you know, to a company like Tortle and hire someone to help me get this accomplished?
Yeah, it can be quite overwhelming. Wouldn't you guys agree? If you're not a tech person and you're looking at all these courses, it's like, where do you start? Lee, what were you going to say?
Yeah, it's like the old adage about how to eat the elephant, right? One bite at a time. So as Mike said, the first thing you're going to do is analyze. You're going to take an inventory of all your courses, everything that comprises your overall curriculum. You're going to determine what is Flash-based and what will live on, what you want to live on into the future. And that leads you into the prioritization step, right? Where you're going to look and see which one of these are worth converting. Or like Mike said, if you've got stuff that's 10 or 12 years old and it's not worth converting, it's worth rebuilding, or maybe it just doesn't fit in your goals anymore, you just trash it and move on to the stuff that deserves priority. And then finally, you strategize. You determine how you're going to do this. Are you going to take some of the quick and dirty approaches by capturing these videos in a different format? Or are you going to go back and reverse engineer these courses with the help of, you know, a professional like Mike or someone on his team who can help with that kind of thing? So I think the three-step process helps break it down into something that's not quite so daunting. And, you know, there's really no substitute for getting started as early as possible. Obviously, if you have a library of content that's about to expire due to this issue, then you need to get started sooner than later. And there's really no substitute for that.
Okay. Well, thank you. So I'd like to go over these points just in a little bit more detail, because I think it's really important to help people eat that elephant, as Lee would say. So we have analyze. Look at all of your courses. Well, first of all, figure out what has Flash, right? And you can do this by going to your lesson itself, opening it, right-clicking, and you'll see what exactly will you see, Mike? I mean, I mentioned a Flash, but what is it, a menu that pops up, inspect or something? What exactly would you see?
Right. When you right-click on it, the little pop-up box will pop, show at the very bottom of it. It'll say about Adobe Flash, and okay, it'll have a version, a V and a number. So that's your version number. That just lets you know that Flash Player is playing content. And if it's Flash Player, then it's Flash content.
Right. Okay. So then you make a list. Let's say you have 30 courses in your system. And you say, okay, 25, I see it's using Flash. So you're analyzing, right? And then prioritize, you can say, maybe you say, oh, well, you can run a report. And you can say, okay, well, this is the most popular course I have, so maybe that should be addressed first. Or maybe the more complex ones, the most interactions. You can look at it that way. You can say this lesson or this course has 30 interactions. One has 5, right? So maybe you want to address the one that has 30 first because it's going to take longer. Oh, you know, a good point is part of analyze maybe should be what courses should be redone too. Right. So that could be the part of the analyze process too. So you prioritize all your stuff. You say, this is what's most important to fix. And then how am I going to fix it? Right. Who's going to do the actual work?
Right.
So, correct. And then also understanding what other technology to use. Mike, you mentioned animation. What was the other program that's good?
Adobe Animate. It's kind of like, I guess you would say, the big brother to Flash. Basically, you can take a Flash file, open it, and under the file command, you can go down and there's convert to HTML5 canvas. And basically, it just converts it out of a Flash player into an HTML5 format. The easiest way for this is to be done is if the original file, Flash files, were written in ActionScript 3.
Right.
If not, you've kind of have to have some extensive ActionScript knowledge and be able to write ActionScript and understand it, because there is quite a difference between 2 and 3 as far as how it's formatted in the files.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking, if I'm looking at my course, is there any way to visually, I'm guessing not, but I want to ask, is there any way to visually see which ActionScript is, which version? What's the correct way to ask that? Which interaction?
You would actually have to open it up in either Flash or in Adobe Animate. If you open it up in Adobe Animate, you'll get a warning letting you know that if it's not ActionScript 3, that 2 is not recognized or 1's not recognized.
So you say ActionScript 1, 2, 3, 4. This is almost like the higher the number is the most recent version of that ActionScript?
ActionScript 3 is the most current.
Okay. Are the ActionScripts specific to different courseware? Let's say I'm using Storyline in Captivate. Do both of those use ActionScripts?
If you publish out using Flash, so like in Adobe Articulate, you know, you can publish out HTML5 with a Flash backup. So if you use that with a Flash backup, it will write ActionScript as needed to support that Flash within it. Again, my advice is right now, if you're publishing new courses, is go straight to HTML5 and don't even use a Flash backup, because you know, we don't know what's going to happen when the browsers quit supporting Flash and you're on a PC and you launch a course. Naturally, it runs, if there's the Flash player installed, it's going to run the Flash version because it streams better. Well, we don't know what's going to happen, you know, when Flash goes away and the browser quits supporting it. That Flash option is still going to be in the published file. So if you're publishing right now, it's best to go ahead and just publish straight HTML5, and that way you're safe, you know, next year when this starts to happen.
Yeah, that's a really good tip, listeners. You want to be publishing your lesson files, your course files, in HTML5 with no Flash backup. Correct. So you're saying the software itself determines the level of the ActionScript. So newer software will automatically do the ActionScript 3?
Yeah, ActionScript 1, 2, 3, it's kind of like versions. It's just updates where they've and, you know, Lee could probably speak better to this as far as how HTML has evolved over the years, and there's different versions. You know, you got ASP, and there's different versions. Java, and there's different. It's just a language, and the latest version is ActionScript 3.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I'm just – hang on this a little bit is because when people do your step, you know, they analyze, prioritize, strategize. I think it's important as part of analyze to understand, you know, it's going to be a lot harder to work on projects that have ActionScript 1. Would that be correct?
Correct. Matter of fact, Flash, if you still have Flash, you can't open a file with ActionScript 1 in Flash unless you have a very old version of Flash. The latest version of Flash, those old files, they won't even open it. Adobe Animate will open it, but it won't recognize the script. So,
yeah, that's news you can use. All right, so we have analyze, prioritize, and strategize. That is, so if you're listening and it seems daunting, you got to address this stuff. But those are good three, you know, bullet points that you can help break all of that work down, and then hopefully get it all done by the end of 2020 or else. Yeah. Wrapping up, we have some resources that we have that we're going to post with this episode. Lee, you wrote an ebook that is quite popular on Tortle.com called The Death of Flash. So can you talk a little bit about your book?
Sure. It's just kind of a short recap of the issue. Why Flash is going away. It gives a little bit of history on the software and the rise to popularity. You know, at one time, back to the earlier part of the conversation, you were talking about there's so much of it out there. At one time, it was 75% of the animation and video content on the web was estimated to be, you know, facilitated by Flash. So the book gives a little bit of history on that. Some of, you know, some editorial on why it's going away. And then it just gets into the nitty gritty of what you need to do to make sure that your content lives on in whatever format, or that it's archived properly for, you know, reference in the future, even if it's not something that you're going to be actively distributing to learners. So, yep, that's all out there. And it goes into some detail and breaks down the steps a little bit that we've talked about more.
That's great. We're going to have that Death of Flash ebook available in the show notes here, along with a glossary of terms, some show notes you can follow up with. If you have any questions about Flash and content and whatnot, you can send us an email at tortle.com. But guys, do you have anything else that you'd like to mention before we wrap up?
Yes. Don't wait. Start now. 2020 will be on us before you know it. And the issue is real and it needs to be addressed. So don't delay.
I agree exactly with what Lee said. I mean, you know, I don't know how many courses you may have, but they can't be converted overnight. Start planning now and get ahead of the curve.
Analyze, prioritize, and strategize.
Correct.
All right, gentlemen, thanks a lot. Thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. And make sure to check out other episodes at trainingunleashed.net. And have a great day. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This has been Training Unleashed, but it doesn't stop here. Just go to trainingunleashed.net to subscribe to the show. That way, you'll never miss an episode, and you'll be well on your way to delivering training programs that are off the chain. We'll talk to you next time on Training Unleashed.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.